From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeely reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump said Sunday he believes Russia has been wildly successful in disrupting the U.S. political landscape with its interference in the 2016 election. In a string of tweets over several hours, the U.S. leader continued to assail the probe into his campaign's links to Russia. He was also critical of H.R. McMaster, his national security adviser, who spoke a day after Washington indicted 13 Russian individuals and three Russian companies. McMaster said that there was incontrovertible evidence of Russian interference in the election.
Have you seen in recent days the United States will expose and act against those who use cyberspace, social media, and other means to advance campaigns of disinformation, subversion, and espionage?
Mr. Trump said McMaster forgot to say that the results of the 2016 election were not impacted or changed by the Russians, and that the only collusion was between Russia and his Democratic opponent, former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and other Democrats. U.S. officials will have another opportunity to persuade their European counterparts to accept changes to the Iran nuclear deal when they meet at the annual Munich Security Conference this weekend.
Israel is one of the nations that feels most threatened by the possibility of Iran, which calls for the destruction of the Jewish state, becoming nuclear armed. So Israeli leaders have praised their U.S. counterparts, such as Vice President Mike Pence, for threatening to pull out of the multilateral deal that freezes Iran's nuclear program for more than a decade. In a recent speech to Israel's parliament, Pence said the deal merely delays the day when Iran can acquire a nuclear weapon.
It's VOA's Michael Lippin reporting. This is VOA.